This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
They were on camera, tearing apart, ducked out of the camera's view. And the footage of him and her canoodling went viral with the quickness. The original video had 45 million views on TikTok and millions more in reposts across other platforms. This is the talk of the all the town. They are blasted everywhere. And Coldplay's frontman, Chris Martin, he said, either they're having an affair or they're just very shy. He was shocked, too, when he saw them duck down. So, their names are Andy Byron and Kristen Cabot. I'm sure if you watch TV, you've seen it. And his poor aunt wife deleted her Facebook account after she deleted her last name, her married last name, after she was inundated with comments from people about the alleged affair. And her husband deleted his LinkedIn profile also. And if you click on his LinkedIn profile, excuse me, the URL leads to an error message. Woo, this is so funny. Because they thought they were like, I don't know. They thought they were sneaking around, like, wouldn't be seen. It was so funny, their reactions. But I feel sorry for the families that they cheated on. So, Cabot, the cheating lady, Kristen Cabot, was married to Kenneth Thornsby. They divorced in 2022. And she's remarried to a CEO of a different company. Let me see if I can get the information. But Byron, the cheating husband, the CEO cheating husband, he went to the tech company in July 2023. And his mistress, the head of HR, joined in November 2024. And when he hired her, he praised her so well. She's done a fantastic job. Well, he said, word for word, when he was announcing her hiring, he praised her for her exceptional leadership and deep expertise and her passion for fostering diverse, collaborative workplaces. I wonder if they were messing around before he hired her and he just handed her a job. Because if they got together after she joined, that was, a year. He joined in July 2023. She joined in November 2024. So just over a year and a couple months. And they were so close, like, they've been cheating that successfully where they were, like, that intimate in public. And plus, some of their coworkers or employees were there also. So everybody at the office knew. But the husband and wife that were being cheated on. So, the company he works for is a private data infrastructure startup. achieve unicorn status in 2022 with the value exceeding $1 billion. So the former CEO wrote on X, "For those asking, I am no longer involved in Astronomo. Yes, I was co-founder and early CEO, not on a team board since 2022. And I have no information on Cold Playgate." So the world is waiting for the cheater, Byron, to make a statement. But it was reportedly reported that he resigned or he was on leave. I'm not sure of that because, you know, it's a lot of information out there on these two. And I saw the video, TMZ video. TMZ, like, they're everywhere. They get the dirtiest dirt on everybody. They have a video online of them kissing before they were caught on Jumbotron. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Yep, they have his mistress, head of HR, in some family picture with a husband, a little girl, and I thought they had a little boy somewhere. A little more on his public praise of her. Months before the awkward kiss cam moment at Coldplay, July 16th concert in Foxborough, Astronomer CEO Andy Byron publicly praised colleague Kristen Cabot as an exceptional when she was hired as Chief People Officer in November 2024. In a footage from concert, Byron, who is married to Megan Kerrigan Byron, is seen dropping to the ground while Cabot covers her face as the camera lands on them, prompting Chris Martin to joke, either they have an affair or they're very shy. And then that's when the Astronomer CEO later deleted his LinkedIn post announcing Cabot's hiring. So that makes me think they were cheating before he hired her. Well, before he gave her a job, handed her a job. I want to know what her background is. And then she said, after he praised her for her proven leadership and deep expertise, she said she felt energized by their early conversations. And some comments are crazy. Some social media commenters said, "Isn't she the one HR who teaches employees about sexual harassment in the workplace?" Some other person said, "Coldplay didn't just destroy a $1.3 billion company. The selfish and deceptive actions of Andy Byron did." And Kristen promotes herself as someone who helps build safe, trusted spaces at work. Ooh! People are devious. Like I said before, HR is the worst place for violations. Take it from me. I used to work in HR. Honey, that upper leadership, crazy. I'm sure. I'm sure her husband and family is just as embarrassed as the CEO's wife and family. Wow. And just think, Kristen, the head of HR, is responsible for workplace culture and employee trust. Wow. They keep saying Byron's wife responded, but I haven't found it yet. Maybe they mean she responded when she deleted her last name, her married last name. So, and all these comments are saying they were so snuggled up and lovey-dovey, but Andy immediately pulled away and ducked out of frame, while Kristen looked stunned and covered her face. Another commenter said he really, literally acted and turned to a snake and slithered away on the floor. Woo-wee! He ducked. But she was still looking like, what's going on? I can't wait until his wife divorces him. Oh, just think of it. Alimony she's gonna get. This is one of the easiest divorces ever. And there's somebody coming in. He didn't even try to protect her. He was in self-preservation mode. That just shows what sort of person he is. I'm trying to find his wife's response, but I don't see it. So, if you haven't heard of this story yet, which I'm sure you have, please go on YouTube and just type in CEO Jumbotron Coldplay or something. You will find it. Somebody said the fact that they appear to be that physically close in public has created a major storm online. Report, but so many people are reporting on this, like me. Another comment is like many people said the issue wasn't this that the two looked close, but that moment raised real questions about professional boundaries. Well, they didn't have none because they were sleeping together. They were so close uncomfortable. They forgot they were in public, in a private, called a private booth, standing up, hugging up. Another comment. My heart hurts for his wife. It's devastating to find out your spouse is cheating on you. Yeah, it is. Especially for the her world to see. But I bet she had some kind of inkling that he was a cheater. We all have intuition. And I bet she knew. And probably the kids do, you know, they're grown boys. You know how people change their habits. I'm sure he was on many work trips, probably down the street at a hotel with her. I'm sure he had many late work nights with her. So his wife probably did have some inkling. And there was a story that she set him up. She set him up because she did know. And when the Jumbotron, this guy, he had a crown on. When he tilted the crown a certain direction, that's when a Jumbotron caught both of them. Hey, that would be interesting. Interesting if she did set them up to get caught. Oh, my goodness. Well, that's all I have for you. Stay tuned for an update. I'm not sure when the update is coming, when more news comes out about the story. Until next time, maintain your badassness and please don't take a cheater back.